Hey everybody, it is Greg. A lot of you folks have known me over the past because of my excessive and methodically insane posts that I've been making on Facebook and for over 10 years on YouTube. I was one of the first fathers that ever started posting about their autistic kids, of course, online, excuse me. Of course, there was probably maybe 5 to 10% of parents that were aware of autism and its nefarious causes. I was not one of them at the time. It's taken me a long journey to be able to figure out what is exactly going on, and shocked doesn't even give credence to the word that I'm looking for. Utterly, utterly broken over the goings on of this world. And it seems like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So this is actually my first blog talk podcast, I guess they call it. I'm a podcast virgin, but interestingly enough, I created this account at Blog Talk Radio over 10 years ago, and it was part of my autismnews.com. I had bought that domain, and my goal back 10, 11 years ago was to educate people on autism, but not necessarily the causes of autism, but how to deal with autism, what you can do educationally speaking to make your vaccine injured child all that they can be. And of course, at that time, I did not know that it was vaccines that were the cause. We live in a society that likes to blame everybody for everything in different angles and degrees, and I was not any different. It was so incredibly difficult dealing with seeing my son and my daughter, specifically my son, watch his life just disintegrate from a happy little baby to a 30-month-old toddler that was in such disarray, he couldn't even function in a way that was recognizable. I remember thinking he had mad child disease, because I'd heard about mad cow disease, and he seemed so angry and out of sorts and out of touch that it was hard to even comprehend. Well, now we're dealing with a different type of autism. We're dealing with electronic autism. Electronic damage that is causing autistic-like symptoms and even things that are much, much worse. Perhaps you can hear Weston in the background. He's 20 years old right now, requires 24-hour daycare 7 days a week and will for the rest of his life. And that is my lot in life, is taking care of him. And of course, there's no one out there except my wonderful wife to take care of me, and no one to take care of her except me. And health-wise, when you get into your 60s, being a parent of a child with autism prematurely ages you in ways you never thought possible. It breaks you down emotionally. It breaks you down mentally. Every day is a struggle just to get through and tell yourself that it's going to be okay, because in reality, you know that it's not going to be okay. It's not. And that's just the first segment of what I want to talk about. 666 mark of the beast is being perpetuated by 5G, 4G technology. It was set in motion over 20 years ago by the Defense Department and DARPA. Well, DARPA came in a little bit later, but they wanted to find a way that they could control the masses, like give them electronic crack cocaine, give them something that tastes good in their mouth, that goes into their stomach and rots their mind. And that's what we got going now. And that's what I got going now, too, because my mind is injured. My mind is not what it used to be a couple years ago. I can feel it because I knew what it used to be like to be Wi-Fi free, to be autism free, to be everything that God created me to be. I was going down that road, and then something happened, something so terrible. And here I am today. This is my first actual podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So if you can just nurse me through it, because I don't know if this is going to take or if it's not going to take, but I thought I'd give it a 10-minute try and say hi and let you know that I'm thinking about you all, that I love you all, and we're in this together, but things are at the end. The end of the world, we know it, has occurred. In the last year, the events of things that have come to fruition is absolutely mind-numbing, and many of us, we have that mind-numbing going on. We're sitting here in front of this computer, which, by the way, I'm working at remediating all the Wi-Fi in my life. It's not going to be easy. It's taken years and years of etching it deep into my cranium. I'm so used to it now, it's hard to get away from. It's everywhere. You cannot escape. A lot of things are changing. In communist China, they have a social media score, 666, mark of the beast, population control, eugenics. And if your social media score is not high enough, then you lose certain abilities in your life, like to be able to drive a car, get a driver's license, procure insurance, because if you get a car, and they take your insurance away and your money away, guess what? Then you're operating illegally outside of the law. And that's what it's all about here in America. 3% of our population is in prison. Another 5% are in probation of some sort. That's 8%. That's a lot of money. The average American spends $24,000 on healthcare, the average family of four, $24,000 a year, or roughly $2,000 a month. Now, you may not pay that out of your pocket, but you're paying it in taxes, you're paying it for yourself, you're paying it for other people. Obamacare was one of the most disastrous plans that came to fruition. And we all know about Barack Hussein Obama, the man who fooled the world. Well, he had a lot of help. We all know now that the news is just a social failure of idiocracy. Nothing is real. Everything seems to be a lie, and most of it is. So I'm going to be talking about some things in my future podcasts. Seems like they're fairly easy to make. I've been talking for 9 minutes and 2 seconds, and I'm not radiating myself outside of the normal EMFs that are attacking. So I'm going to be talking about vaccines. I'm going to talk about EMFs. I'm going to talk about a lot of things that are going on in the world that a lot of people don't want to talk about, want to know about, but they don't want to talk about. And I can understand that and appreciate that. See, I live this 24 hours a day, and this is a nightmare. It's a nightmare of obscene proportions that I can't wake up. I can't get out of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my wife. I love Weston, and I love Emily. The three greatest things that bring me joy and bring me a ton of joy, because if I had not those three people in my life, things would probably be quite different. Who knows where I would be? But you see, our journeys are kind of like branches on a tree. They sprout out in every direction, and every decision that you make has eternal consequences for where you end up. One little misstep one little error can completely jack up your life forever and ever and ever. For some of you, it's maybe taking that first smack of heroin. Or maybe it's that vaccine that you injected into your newborn baby. Is that crazy? You see, when you inject your newborn baby, 7-8 pound baby, with neurotoxins when they don't have a immune system for the first year. That's why they like to pick on these little babies that before they're even born now. The DTaP, 1 out of 7 kids die in the womb. Did you know that? And 1 out of 7 kids that get out of the womb end up with some neurological disability. And right now, they say it's 1 out of 19 children, 1 out of 19 boys. It's so high. No, I just read 1 out of 19 8-year-olds have autism. It's a great dumbing down of society. It makes it easy for the world controllers to be able to control everyone. And we know how they control everybody at the top. The higher that you are in government, the more corrupt you are. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And this is nothing new. You know, there's really not a lot we can do about this except make our own lifestyle choices that decide and dictate to be awake a long enough time to be able to formulate a plan of escape. How do we escape this world? We're going to talk about that. Not today. This is just an intro. But how are we going to get through this together? And what are we getting through? And who's doing it? And why are they doing it? Well, so I'm going to post this on Facebook. Let me know what you think. The name of my show is Living the Lie. Living the Lie. And for many of you that know me, I was conceived in a lie. I thought I was a child of Satan. I really did. I'm not kidding. June 8th, 1983, when I found out the truth about my conception, that my father had been sterilized by the government in the state of Nebraska. He was incarcerated. Sounds like MK Ultra to me. Maybe a little early. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I guess I'll find out. So he was sterilized, incarcerated as a 14-year-old boy. Did nothing more than stealing a little food in the 30s to help calm his stomach from the hunger pains that was going on everywhere. That was population control too. That whole thing was contrived. 90 seconds. I don't know what that means. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk about more next time. So we'll see if this works. Post your comments below. Let me know what you think.